What do we know about quality control of both surgery as well as radiofrequency ablation of hepatic lesions?
A few points on that. And probably the first one is radiofrequency ablation worse than surgical resection. And I think the radiofrequency ablation literature that's available looks primarily at patients who were either unresectable and made resectable by the addition of radiofrequency ablation. So it was the worst cancers, it was the big cancers, it was the more multiple lesions. So there's a little bit of a different population that's been reported. We look carefully at our patients, and we have it in abstract form, but it hasn't been accepted yet. But we've looked lesion by lesion at radiofrequency ablation compared to surgical resection. And we can't find a difference in outcome, although recurrence rates are higher with the radiofrequency ablation. So disease-free survival is not as good. In terms of overall survival, there's no difference. In fact, we found something quite interesting, in that patients who have recurrence at their radiofrequency ablation site have a better outcome than those who have a recurrence at their surgical resection site, most likely because we're watching more carefully in that group, and the feature of not being able to do more in the patients who've already been resected. So I think this group of patients done in places where there is experience, and the experience has to be both in ablation and in imaging. And it's a particular real-time imaging with ultrasound at the time of the ablation. And I say that because you have to understand the three-dimensional nature of the tumor that you're ablating and the three-dimensional expectation of the ablation zone that will be created by any of the different tools that you have. And there's a little bit of an art to it, more than just a straightforward, you have a quote-unquote 3-centimeter tumor, and you're going to make a 4-centimeter ablation. Well, if you're half a centimeter off on the center of that 3-centimeter tumor, you won't have a 1-centimeter margin.